right, let's dive in. Another week, another dose of token wisdom.
You know it.
Courtesy of your friendly neighborhood Khayyam. I gotta say, that sign-off gets me every time. It's like so friendly.
I know. It's like he's inviting you over for like cookies and AI insights.
Exactly. Like, hey, neighbor, want to learn about machine learning? So this week, we're taking a closer look, his words, at decoding AI. Why transparent models matter in the age of machine learning.
Ooh, that's a mouthful.
It is, right.
Yeah.
But also super relevant. AI is kind of like everywhere these days.
It really is.
And honestly, most of us just like click accept
yeah.
without a second thought.
Guilty as charged.
Right. But Khayyam is urging us to like slow down, pump the brakes.
Okay, I'm listening.
And think about what's actually going on under the hood.
So before we like disappear down the AI rabbit hole, yeah. let's get back to basics. What even is transparent AI? Khayyam makes a distinction between interpretability
okay.
and explainability, and I think it's a really helpful one.
Lay it on me.
So interpretability is like being able to see the steps, right?
Yeah.
Like how the AI gets from input A to output B.
Like a recipe.
Yes, exactly. But explainability goes deeper. It's like understanding the why. Like, why did the chef choose those ingredients?
Oh, I see. So it's not just following the recipe. It's knowing why each step is important.
Yes. And why those specific ingredients create that specific taste.
And this matters because...
Well, think about it. AI is being used for, like, loan approvals.
Oh, yeah.
Medical diagnoses, even self-driving cars.
Very high stakes.
Huge stakes. And wouldn't you want to know, like, why an AI denied you a loan?
Or, like, why my car swerved to avoid that squirrel.
Exactly. Khayyam puts it really well. He says, and I'm quoting here, imagine being denied a loan or a job opportunity by an algorithm you can't question or understand. This is the danger of black box AI. It erodes trust and perpetuates inequalities.
Well, yeah, that's kind of chilling when you think about it. Like, we're giving these algorithms so much power.
Right.
But without any way to challenge them if we don't like the outcome.
And that's what makes this whole transparency thing so important.
Okay, so we get it. Transparency is good. But how do we actually... like, make AI less of a black box?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
It is. I mean, Khayyam throws around some pretty technical terms.
Well, he is a token wisdom guy.
True. So can we break it down for us non-geniuses? Like, what are some of the tools we can use to peek inside these AI brains?
All right. So he talks about feature importance analysis. It's basically, like, figuring out which factors the AI is paying the most attention to. Like, if it's deciding whether to give you a loan, is it putting too much weight on your zip code?
Ooh, interesting. So it's not just about seeing what the AI decided, but also how it got there.
Exactly. Because if it's relying on, like, biased data, that's a problem.
Okay, that makes sense. What else?
He also talks about model visualization.
Yeah.
Like, creating a visual map of the AI's decision-making process.
Oh, so instead of just seeing... like a credit score number, you get a diagram that shows you how all the different pieces fit together.
Yes, like your income, your payment history, all that stuff. It makes the process more, like, understandable, less intimidating.
Okay, I like that. So we've got ways to see what's going on inside the AI. But isn't there, like, a trade-off? Like, the more complex the AI, the harder it is to understand.
Ah, you're hitting on the catch-22 now. Khayyam says, and I'm quoting again, often, the most accurate AI models are also the most opaque. It's like choosing between a super precise but unreadable map and a simple but less detailed one.
So how do we choose? Like, when does accuracy matter more than transparency and vice versa?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's where things get really interesting. It's like, it depends on what you're using the AI for, right?
Okay, so context is key.
Totally. Like, for some super specific scientific research, maybe you need that super precise AI, even if it's a bit of a black box.
Okay.
But if it's something that directly impacts people's lives.
Like those loans or medical diagnoses we were talking about.
Exactly. Then transparency becomes way more important.
Makes sense. And Khayyam gives us some real-world examples of how this is playing out, right?
Yeah, some really cool ones, like in healthcare.
Oh, tell me about it.
Imagine an AI that can analyze, like, medical images and detect, say, early signs of cancer.
That's amazing.
Super powerful, right. But then what?
What do you mean?
Like, what happens when the AI flags something?
You'd want to know why, Fred.
Exactly. You don't just blindly trust the machine. So he talks about these explainable AI systems that can actually give you the reasoning behind the diagnosis.
So it's not just, hey, you have cancer. It's, hey, we see this specific thing in this specific area.
Yes. It might highlight like certain patterns in the image.
Wow.
Or even point to things in your medical history.
That's incredible. So it's like giving doctors more to work with.
Totally. And giving patients more control too, right?
Yeah. Because you actually understand what's going on.
It's not just like magic.
Right. And speaking of things that often feel like magic, credit scores. Another example he uses, right?
Oh, man. Don't even get me started on credit scores.
They're the worst. Like, what even goes into that number?
Nobody knows. It's like this big secret formula.
And then you're just supposed to, like, magically improve it.
Exactly. But Khayyam talks about how explainable AI is starting to change that.
Oh. Tell me more.
So there are these new systems that actually break down the factors that go into your score.
Okay.
They might show you, like, where you're doing well.
Okay.
And where you need to improve.
So it's like actionable advice instead of just a random number.
Yes. It gives you agency, you know?
That would be game changer.
Seriously. And that's kind of the whole point Khayyam is making. Like, transparency builds trust when we understand how these systems work.
We're more likely to, like, accept their decisions?
Exactly. Even if we don't always agree with them.
Okay. So we've seen how transparency can play out in these specific areas.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we make sure it becomes, like, the norm?
Well, Khayyam says it's not just a technical challenge.
Okay.
It's a societal one, too.
What do you mean?
Like, we need to be having these conversations.
About how AI is developed and used.
Exactly. And transparency is, like, essential to that dialogue.
So it's not just about building smarter AI. It's about building AI that aligns with our values.
Exactly. And that's where one of his most thought-provoking points comes in.
Lay it on me.
He says that achieving true transparency requires more than just technical solutions.
So it's not just about, like, finding the right algorithms.
Right. It's about a shift in mindset.
Okay.
Like, a willingness to prioritize explainability from the very beginning.
So it's not an afterthought. It's, like, baked into the design from day one.
Yes. He even says, we can't treat transparency as a luxury feature or a marketing gimmick. It needs to be a fundamental principle that guides the design and deployment of every AI system.
Whoa. That's a pretty bold statement.
It is. But I think he's right.
So how do we make that happen? Like, how do we hold these developers accountable?
Well, he says it starts with us.
Okay.
Like, we need to be informed consumers.
Uh-huh.
Ask questions about the AI systems we're using.
Okay.
Support companies that are committed to transparency.
So it's about using our voices and our choices to shape how this technology develops?
Exactly. It's about demanding better.
But that can feel kind of overwhelming, right?
Yeah, I get it. It's like, where do we even begin? He has some ideas. Like, supporting research into explainable AI.
Okay.
Or pushing for policies that mandate more transparency from companies.
So it's a mix of individual action and collective effort.
Exactly. But even with all that, isn't there still a risk that AI will always be a bit of a mystery?
Like a black box we can never fully open?
That's a good question. A really good question. And Khayyam, actually, he kind of tackles that head on.
What does he say?
Well, he admits that, yeah, there might always be parts of AI that are just, like, beyond our grasp, too complex, you know? But he says that shouldn't stop us from trying.
From trying to understand it?
Yeah, exactly. From pushing for more transparency. He even uses this really cool analogy.
Okay, I love a good analogy.
It's about a forest. Like, imagine a vast, uncharted forest.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
And he says, we might never be able to, like, map out every single tree, every creature, every little detail. But that doesn't mean we give up on understanding it, right?
So we don't need to know everything to still get a good sense of how it works.
Exactly. We can learn about the ecosystem, the patterns.
The dangers, maybe.
Yeah, the dangers. And the beauty, too, right?
That's a good point. It's not all doom and gloom.
Exactly. And he says it's the same with AI. Like, even if we can't grasp every single algorithm,
I can still understand the big picture.
Yes. The strengths, the weaknesses, the potential impact. It's about constantly learning, asking questions, refining our understanding.
It's a journey, not a destination.
I love that.
Yeah.
And he says it's a journey we need to take together.
Okay, so it's not just on, like, the AI experts to figure this out?
Yeah, right. It's on all of us. He says, the future of AI is not something that will be decided for us. It's something we must actively shape through dialogue, through critical thinking, and through a commitment to transparency.
So it's a call to action. It's like, we have a responsibility to engage with this technology, to demand better from it.
Exactly. And to hold the people creating it accountable.
And that brings us back to, like, the core of Khayyam's message, right?
It does. That transparency isn't just some, like, technical add-on.
It's a fundamental value.
Exactly. It's about making sure AI serves us.
Not the other way around.
Right. And that's a future worth fighting for, right?
Absolutely. Where AI helps us solve problems, makes our lives better.
Enhances our world.
But to get there, we need to keep asking those tough questions.
Keep demanding transparency. Keep those conversations going.
So to everyone listening, the next time you come across an AI system,
whether it's recommending you a new song or, you know,
approving a loan or diagnosing an illness.
Yeah, any of that. Take a second to think about the why.
Ask questions, demand explanation.
Yeah. Remember, you have a voice in all of this.
And if you need some guidance on this whole AI journey,
you know where to find your friendly neighborhood, Khayyam.
He's got your back. Always offering those insights.
Makes you feel like you can tackle anything.
All right, on that note, we're going to wrap things up here.
Until next time.
Keep those minds curious. Keep those questions coming.
And remember,
the future of AI,
it's in our hands.
Go forth and decode.